Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Good House 1968. This is Brother White speaking. What I do is read and interpret from the Tanakh. It's the Hebrew Bible. If you like an English version of the Hebrew Bible sent to you for free, just give me a call and leave your name and address and I'll send one out to you. Or you can leave it over to voicemail. The number's 312-925-9887. These businesses, if you'd like to donate, you can. By shopping with these businesses, there are no open donations. Just shop with these businesses because they help support the ministry work through the purchase of the Bibles from the funds from the businesses. If you need auto body supplies or vehicle mechanical parts for vehicles ranging from 1900 to 2000, the year 2014, go to partsautomotive.biz. That again is partsautomotive.biz. Looking for ClickBank store products, digital information products such as arts, music, beauty, health and fitness, jobs, e-commerce, e-marketing, e-business, go to productadvertisements2014.com. That again is productadvertisements2014.com. All right, so let me begin the lesson. We're in the book of Revelation. We're at Revelation chapter 16, and it goes to say, "And I heard a loud voice from the sanctuary say to the seven angels, 'Go and pour out on the earth the seven bowls of God's fury.' So the first one went and poured his bowl onto the earth, and disgusting and painful sores appeared on all the people who had the mark of the beast and worshipped this image. The second one poured out his bowl into the sea, and they became like the blood of a dead person, and every living thing in the sea died. The third one poured out his bowl into the rivers and springs of water, and they turned into blood. Then I heard the angel of the water say, 'O HaKadosh, the one who is and was, you are just in these judgments of yours. They poured out the blood of your people and your prophets, so you have made them drink blood. They deserve it.' Then I heard the altar say, 'Yes, Adonai, God of heaven's armies, your judgments are true and just.' The fourth one poured out his bowl on the sun, and it was permitted to burn people with fire. People were burned by the intense heat, yet they cursed the name of God who had authority over these plagues, instead of turning from their sins to give him glory. The fifth one poured out his bowl on the throne of the beast, and its kingdom grew dark. People gnawed on their tongues from the pain, yet they cursed the God of heaven because of their pains and sores and did not turn from their sinful deeds. So when it says the beast's throne, it's talking about the nations will be touched by the plagues and the people will gnaw on their tongues from the pain, from the plagues being brought down on the nations. And people today are doing that from all of these different diseases that are going on in the different nations. The sixth one poured out his bowl on the great river Euphrates, and its water dried up in order to prepare the way for the kings from the east. And I saw three unclean spirits that looked like frogs. They came from the mouth of the dragon, from the mouth of the beast, and from the mouth of the false prophet. They are a miracle-working demonic spirits which go out to the kings of the whole inhabited world to assemble them for war, for the war of the great day of Adonai Tishvat. Look, I am coming like a thief. How blessed are those who stay alert and keep their clothes clean, so that they won't be walking naked and be publicly put to shame. And they gather the kings to the place which in Hebrew is called Har-Megiddo. The seventh one poured out his bowl on the air, and a loud voice came out of the temple from the throne, saying, "It's done." There were flashes of lightning, voices and peals of thunder, and there was a massive earthquake, such as has never occurred since mankind has been on earth. So violent was the earthquake, the great city was split into three parts. The cities of the nations fell, and God remembered Babel the Great and made her drink the wine from the cup of his raging fury. Every island fled, and no mountains were to be found. And huge 70-pound hailstones fell on people from the sky. But the people cursed God for the plague of the hail, that it was such a terrible plague. We have plagues of hail that come down today, and this is what this is talking about. And the great earthquake, well, we're going to have an earthquake. One of them is just going to be just as massive earthquake that they've never had like in the history of earthquakes before. And it goes to say, then came one of the angels with the seven bowls, and he said to me, "Come, I will show you the judgment of the great whore who is sitting by many waters. The kings of the earth went whoring with her, and the people living on the earth have become drunk from the wine of her whoring." That's false religion, meaning they're preaching it, but they're not doing it themselves, or preaching falsehood, just what you want to hear. He carried me off in the spirit to a desert, and I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beach filled with blasphemous names and having seven heads and ten horns. The woman is a false prophet, a false religion. The woman was dressed in purple and scarlet, glittered with gold, precious stones, and pearls. In her hand was a gold cup filled with the obscene and filthy things produced by her whoring. On her forehead was written a name with a hidden meaning, Babel the Great, mother of whores of the earth's obscenities. I saw the woman drunk from the blood of God's people, that is, from the blood of the people who testified about Yeshua. On seeing her, I was altogether astounded. Then the angel said to me, "Why are you astounded? I will tell you the hidden meaning of the woman and of the beast with seven heads and ten horns that was carrying her. The beast you saw once was, now is not, and will come up from the abyss, but it is on its way to destruction. The people living on earth whose names have not been written in the book of life since the founding of the world will be astounded to see the beast that once was, now is not, but is to appear. This calls for a mind with wisdom. The seven heads are seven bills on which the woman is sitting, seven hills on which the woman is sitting. Also, there are seven kings. Five have fallen, and one is living now, the other is yet to come. And when he does come, he must remain only a little while. The beast which was once and now is not is an eighth king. It comes from the seven and is on its way to destruction. The ten horns you saw are ten kings who have not yet begun to rule, but they receive power as kings for 1 hour along with the beast. They have one mind and they hand over their power and authority to the beast. They will go to war against the Lamb, but the Lamb will defeat them, because he is Lord of lords, King of kings, and those who are called, chosen and faithful, will overcome along with him. So we go back to this. The ten horns you saw are ten kings. So we're talking about ten nations here that will go to war with the Lamb. To just counter the global governments that are in power now, the nations, you have Russia, China, Britain, U.S., you have the governments in you have Saudi Arabia, you have the governments in South America, you have, but remember, it's only 10 they're speaking about here that will go to war against the Lamb, so it's just 10. So the thing is to just take the powers to those governments that are what they would call nations, just those nations with nuclear arsenal is what you would pick, because those would be the head governments today. He goes to say, then he said to me, the waters that you saw where the whore is sitting are people, crowds, nations, and languages. As for the 10 horns that you saw and the beast, they will hate the whore, bring her to ruin, leave her naked, eat her flesh, and consume her with fire. So that's when the governments turn on false religion or go after the false prophets. They'll turn on the whore. This you see them doing today. They're turning on false religion. For God put it in their hearts to do what will fulfill his purpose. That is, to be of one mind, give their kingdom to the beast until God's words have accomplished their intent. The woman you saw is the great city that rules over the kings of the earth. That is my ministries for today, and now I'll go over the vocabulary. I have to get my glasses, so give me a second. And our first word is agon. It means pounded out, hollow, basin, cup. Our next word is agoph. It means wings of the army, crowds of troops. Our next word is augur, to harvest together. Our next word is igaroth. It means epistle or letter. Our next word is agatol. It means the basin. Our next word is egroth, fi, means grasping, clenched hand. Our next word is igareth, it means epistle, letter. Our next word is adi, it means mist, fog, mist, vapor. Our next word is ardab, it means to languish, grieve. Our next word is abayahel. It means discipline of God. Our next word is adad. It means an Edomite or hadag. Our next word is Iddo. And it means an Israelite Iddo. Our next word is ardan. And it means beginning with Adani, or sovereign. Our next word is Adani, and it means powerful. Our next word is Adorayim, and it means double mound. Our next word is Adayin, and it means then, of time, now, that time. Our next word is Adir. It means goodly, lordly, mighty, glorious. Our next word is Adayam, and it means son of Hammond. Our next word is Adam, and it means to show blood, flush, or turn rosy. Our next word is Hardam, and it means species, mankind. Another, low man, mean of low degree, means of low degree. All right, if you want to see the spelling of these words, go to goodhouse1968.net, and I'll have the spellings of the words up there. All right, that is it for my program today, and I'm going to say a prayer, and I'll be leaving you. Good, I petition that you strengthen the brothers and sisters up, open their eyes. Give them the understanding and wisdom of the book of Revelation, teachings and the prophecies that are to occur and what is occurring now, and let their eyes gaze upon the glorious works of the Creator in respect to the book of Revelation, and let them the rafters be removed from their eyes and the truth and love in their heart come out. I pray this in the name of Yeshua. Amen.